that's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I'm at the University of Oregon for political science. And what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are.
There you go.
Hi, this is Dr. Bud Pierce, and welcome to Oregon Crossroads. Right now, we're in the crisis of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's affecting us in many, many ways. And one of the most important ways is in the education of our children. Now, the good news on COVID-19 is that if children get COVID-19, most of them don't get sick. A total of about 100 children over the last 9 months have died of COVID. That's 100 too many, but 100 children, while some 15,000 children of the same age group, under 18, have died of other causes, accidents, drownings, other sicknesses. So in terms of lethality or even serious illness, COVID-19 isn't hurting our children very much, and that's good. That's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, we do need to continue to educate our children. And how do we do this? Because children can carry the virus. It can be passed to the teachers. They can take it home. They can affect their family members. Grandma, grandpa are really susceptible to getting sick. So what do we do? So again, I have some thoughts about local decision-making, local control. There are states that are doing this and places that are doing this. We're a little more interested in central authority in Oregon, but we're not gonna go there. But I'm gonna touch on one thing, which is on our remote learning, our video learning, our learning right now where children are at home and they are required to sign in at a certain time, usually with their parents because there's no teacher there. And this is during the workday. So I have physician colleagues who are saying, and nurse colleagues and medical assistant colleagues are saying, you know what, Bud? What they want me to do is they want me to sign in at 9 and 10 o'clock and be there with my child, make sure they sign in. And then after lunch, maybe sign in at 2 o'clock. And I'm looking at them and saying like, what are you talking about? How come if we're doing remote learning or video learning, the teaching session can't simply be recorded? And then when the parent can spend time with their child, they can listen to it together. They can listen multiple times. They can work on it. I mean, I think it's a great way to teach actually, because some kids need to hear the lesson 5 times and some don't even need to hear it once, but should hear it once. And that way you could play it over, and the parents would have time, they could do extra work on the weekends. And I think this comes to the point of what is the thinking of our educational process? Are we really aiming for equity, which really means giving every child what they need to achieve their highest level, not giving every child the same thing? You know, I think about the education system, which is we do it one way only, there's no deviation. It reminds me of a shoe and a foot. It's almost like the schools are saying, well, we have a size 9 shoe, and if you have a size 9 foot, it's going to fit really well. But if your foot's a size 11 or size 7, we don't have those size shoes. So again, we need to focus on the student. And at this time, we need to focus on the family. We need to think about what's practical and doable. If we're going to do remote learning into the home through the internet or however we're going to do it, and there are lesson plans. Those need to be available throughout the day, throughout the week. You can go back to them and really work with the child to help the children learn all they can and to take the pressure off the parents. We need to have our schools run by great principals and teachers, make the teachers the leaders in the classroom, and to create a treatment plan of a sequential curriculum that helps them educate their children in their setting. Different in West Salem and South Salem and North Salem, different in communities of where there are a lot of non-English speakers. So again, we need to have that flexibility. It's not one size fits all. It's not one way to do things. So I encourage the leaders of our education program, the teachers, the principals, the school board members to think in a way that's more innovative and that works for the parents and the children. Have a great day.